Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are on the eve of the SEC championship matchup between the Texas Longhorns and the Georgia Bulldogs. It's also championship week as a whole.
But no Bevo. Football,
but no good.
No Bevo. They won't
let
them travel or something.
Don't get me started on my use of livestock and other animals.
We won't.
I'm gonna tell you something. Bevo's living a better life than he could be living. Could be on my plate.
No place on a Omaha football field. You're terrible.
I don't know.
On a football field.
That's a take.
Dogs are domesticated.
Sure.
That's fine. They're used to being around us.
Well, just look at the alternative for Bevo. I think
I just said it. It could be an Omaha steak shipment on the way to my house.
Yeah.
Right now. Squid is the promo code, by the way. You get $30 off.
Is it better or worse for y'all? And I should just maybe save this for fair foul. Is it better or worse for y'all that it's a rematch? Do y'all think it's more or less intriguing that it's a rematch this weekend?
I think it's more intriguing. The fact that it's a rematch is more intriguing.
More
because when they went down there, they knocked off Texas was number one, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Kenan, I feel like that game was so long ago.
It feels like it was in 2021. It feels like it was an eternity ago.
I don't know where Texas is playing differently than that game, but I feel like Georgia is in some ways. Like I feel like Carson Beck's probably had a better 3-week stretch than he's had in a while.
That's a good point.
Defensively, though, I don't think Georgia's playing better. I think that was the Mona Lisa of Georgia defensive games in 2024 was their performance against Texas.
I think that there is, and I say this about Alabama all the time, but I think it's very much a Saban Kirby Smart thing that the things that happen with mobile quarterbacks and the plus ones with mobile quarterbacks, just give them fits, dude. And I think that when you have a Quinn Ewers and he's not mobile, that is you are like, dude, I'm getting to a spot in the backfield and I can tee off. When you go up against Haynes King and all of a sudden it's moving around and there's all this gap awareness and you have to fit the plus ones and shed the tackles, then all of a sudden it becomes more difficult.
So what happens then if they throw Arch Manning in the game?
That's exactly right, Tiff.
You know, because he got in last week against Texas A&M.
Yeah. And he got it against Georgia the first time, but they quickly were like, oh, no, that's not a good idea.
Would you?
No, he came out. At least most recently was in last week.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a good, it's something we should talk about. Would you create kind of a two-package, like a package in here for Arch Manning? But the problem for me is that you have to be willing to throw out of it.
True.
Like, you have to be willing to throw out of it because then you can keep them off their feet. But I think you could create something kind of like how Tech used Philo and Haynes King against Miami.
I was just about to say the exact same. What was Haynes King, 3 of 3 in that game?
Yeah, for like 9 yards.
But you showed the willingness to throw.
Yes.
Right? And that's what means more than anything. Look, I've been beating you guys have heard it. I've been beating the drum all year for Arch Manning to get more reps. I'm a huge believer in what Arch Manning is and what he brings to the table. Mobile quarterbacks right now in college football are just – They give you an advantage. They give you an advantage when they can also throw the ball accurately. So it's going to be extremely interesting. I think the line today was Texas -2. If I saw it earlier today, it kind of boggles my mind that Vegas sees it like that. And I'm I'm very curious as to why. I guess I need to do some deeper digging, but I'm like, I don't know what has all of a sudden tilted. When you were at home last time and you got the doors beat off of you, and then all of a sudden you're at a neutral site and you're expected to win by two, that's confusing for me.
A lot of it will hinge on the play of Carson Beck, since you brought that up a little bit ago, Bo. Here's Kirby Smart. He was at the podium for their media day, and he talked about why he thinks Carson's been playing better.
Texas does a tremendous job. First of all, they have really good players. They have very sound schemes. They out-execute you. They figure out your tendencies, and they do a great job of recognizing formation routes. They have instinctive defensive football players, especially on the second level, where they read routes, they jump routes, they do a tremendous job. So that has a lot to do. They get hands-on balls, they get a lot of tips, and when you get tips, you tend to get a lot of interceptions. They are one of the best in the country at doing that.
Carson's got 11 touchdown passes, zero interceptions his last three games. His last pick was in that fourth quarter against Ole Miss.
Would I be wrong in saying that I feel like they have more of an identity offensively now than they had in the stretch before? Because here's what I think their identity is right now. I think their identity is get the ball out quickly on their dropbacks, get it to tight ends. Tight ends have become a bigger part of their team. Lawson Lucky and those guys. And I think that when they are dropping back, they're using play action and max protection to take shots downfield. And I don't think that's what – I think they kind of trusted their offensive line early in the year, and they've done some shuffling, and those guys have stepped up to the plate in a big way. But I don't know that those guys have really played up to the level that Georgia is used to at offensive line. So I think they've had to do things a little bit differently, and I think they've kind of figured that out on the go.